Sarah Gregory and I have a long history of creating erotic fantasies together at Shadow Lane events. I have been allowed to do things to her body most never get to. That's why we were looking so forward to our private engagement. Knock, knock, knock. Greeting me at the door, she smiled broadly as I entered what appeared to be her converted video studio. The plans we'd made to act out a sexy private scene with John, her handsome British lover, was on both of our minds. Their hotel room was filled with cameras and computers with equipment and lighting all over the floor. It was evening, so the reflection off the ceiling-to-floor windows showed like mirrors, doubling every curve, crevice, and cleavage from our femme figures. John was sitting behind one of the computer screens, making chortling remarks as he edited an erotic, mouth-soaping video starring Miss Chris. As though performing an unusual kind of foreplay, they both beckoned me over to watch this particular video, saying it was one of the hottest shoots from their weekend's work. Never having appreciated this kind of video before, I hesitantly maneuvered my way through the jungle of floor cords to the rewound, sudsy clip. Sitting between them, all three of us watched the monitor intently as Miss Chris grasped the nape of her partly naked submissive's head of hair. I sat mesmerized as I watched them standing in front of the bathroom sink. The boss stood controlling her naughty counterpart completely. The defiant young sandy-haired girl struggled with her pants down to the floor and her panties hanging onto her knees for dear life. We could see that she had a shaved pussy and a pair of red, very paddle cheeks. That sight alone started to make my pussy pulsate. I watched with great interest as her tongue was thickly painted with the ivory soap bar provided. Her mouth dripped of suds as my twitching accelerated. I got wet just listening to every rough word that came out of Miss Chris's dominant mouth. With more fascination than I would have expected, I did wonder which role interested me most. As the video clip came to an end, the disobedient girl had clearly been taught a lesson she would not soon forget. I had also found a new exciting turn-on that I wasn't aware of before. All three of us vibrated our way over to the bench that was clearly set for our own private scene. My sexy prey easily disrobed herself of all clothing, leaving only her narrow strip of pubic hair as cover. A deliberate design, obviously meant to emphasize the location of her most erogenous zone. Earlier that evening, her English top had detailed to me Sarah's desired fantasy. While I sensually paddled, scratched, and kneaded her bottom and legs, her perverted counterpart was to finger her thoroughly to orgasm. A tall order that both John and I were dedicated to attain. Lying face down on her stomach with her ass pushed up on the bench, he watched as I easily pummeled Sarah's toned, curvy body. Ooh, like velvet, it was soft to my touch and had a natural bounce-back quality. Instinctually, I wanted to take a bite out of it. Unfortunately, that wasn't on the menu. My nails were manicured straight across so they had maximum coverage, as my hands allowed them to slowly scratch their way down her legs. In the mirrored window, I could see her body react and begin to giggle as they reached her ankles. It seemed to release some of her pent-up energy from the day. As my fingers circled around to make their way back up her legs, we all knew where we were headed, and her giggling warped into a more serious, leveled breathing pattern. Returning to her sumptuous bottom, with my temperature a few degrees warmer, I noticed my body begin to react in anticipation. It was time to begin spanking Sarah's available and wanting ass. In a mental artistic mode, wearing only my bustier, garter, stockings, and panties, I gracefully stepped over and straddled both Sarah and the bench. I wanted to give John a better view and myself a better spanking angle. My choice satisfied us both as he smiled at my figure with spread legs hovering over Sarah. I stared down at her svelte, naked body lying in front of me for my pleasure. How did I get this lucky? In my own rhythm, my hands, having a mind of their own, began smacking her bottom like a drum, intending to arouse and keep her at an orgasmic edge. My searching fingers found spaces close to her crack that I knew would jiggle her privates significantly. Her legs opened enough to show me that she was pleased and available for more. Knowing her most intimate signals, her randy partner's eyes opened wider. Between having a naked beauty between my legs and her lover watching, my lower body began wiggling. It reminded me that my own erogenous zone was just inches from Sarah's. After several minutes of tribal bottom drumming, I noticed the sweat from my workout and from my arousal level accelerating. John then handed me Sarah's personal purple vibrator. With her legs already beginning to spread, I could view that strip of hair pointing to the folds of her shaved labia around her clitoris. "Hum," sounded when I turned it on and began to lightly poke around her lips. The gooey, clear substance meandering between them was another indication that she was enjoying my playtime as much as I was. I concentrated with the vibrator on her privates until her anxious partner directed me to place it under her mound for a direct hit on her clit. As though she were waiting for it, her pussy quickly adjusted to the directness of the vibration, and she began to slightly press down on it in her own rhythm. Sarah was in the zone as I continued to squeeze her ass. Welcoming his participation, it was John's turn to cease being only the drooling audience and join in our physical fun. With seasoned digits, he began Act Two by playing with her juices as he made his way in and out of her pussy. Now my eyes grew wide. My actions got more intense while watching his fingers go in and out of her wet, swollen lips. Not even noticing that my legs were getting a workout, I imagined how his fingers would feel smushing my own pussy lips that way. It was such a visceral turn-on that my own liquids began congregating between my legs. Together, in a crescendo, all three of us continued performing the climax of the second act in perfect unison. From my front row orchestra seat, I watched his fingers gingerly touch every part of her now more rosy private space between her legs. I continued to squeeze apart her bottom and thighs, putting her in a sensory explosion. Her sounds got a little more guttural as she pressed harder onto her special oscillating toy. Squeezing my own bottom with my Kegel muscles, she requested my permission to come. I said no. She was not allowed to come until I said she could. Intentionally making her teeter in that almost climaxing place, I climbed into her head, watching with enthusiasm as she wiggled, moaned, and begged for permission. Finally, after several minutes of watching John play with Sarah intimately in that waiting place, I gave Sarah permission to release her climax and take all three of us to its finale. John and I spied her body subtly twitch and convulse in a weepy, warm orgasm. Her body then relaxed into a tranquil heap on the bench. Watching Sarah come at our fingertips was arousing and tantalizing in my mind, just not quite as satisfying as reaching my own physical orgasm. So, later that night, I took care of that. With all attention on myself, I was able to mentally revisit the nuances of my time together with Sarah and John. It was in my own room alone that I finally allowed myself to release my own exploding orgasm to its deserved end.